The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. It's a Friday. We're going to have some fun today. Lots of football to talk about. Lots of other stuff to talk about. Let's do this. It's the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Nick Sciarra filling in today. We'll just call him Nicky Six. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and I don't think we can do a live stream yet because I guess the computer's still down. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's up with you?
Having headphone problems again.
Oh no. It's the headphone amp, right? Like the actual, like the jack is messed up.
Yeah, it's the jack over here is the problem. So I just had to switch to the other one. So we're good. So Nick Sciarra filling in today. Nick, appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely.
John was telling me earlier in the week that he wasn't going to be here and that Tyler wasn't available, and his whole thing was, well, we can have this guy or this
guy. What's Tyler getting into?
Well, he's filling in for Michael Carroll.
Oh.
So, which is a lot of work.
Gotcha.
So the whole thing was, well, I can, I've got this guy or that guy. Like, no, I want Nick. We're not breaking in new people here.
Right.
I want one of our guys. So, Nick was good enough to agree to fill in. So I appreciate you, brother. And, we're going to have a fun show today, man. We'll have RJ, talk a little gambling and, you know, talk a little Astros, Red Sox and talk about all the football. We can throw some non-sports in there. Let's just have fun today.
I'm down.
I'm just in a fantastic mood again.
Oh, okay. That's good. Your initial noise made me think that you weren't in a good mood.
Man, I'm in a great mood. I have to say I'm having more fun this last couple weeks than I've had on the show in a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if it's from, you know, not being drunk half the time or all the time.
Okay.
Or what? Or maybe it's just because I feel fantastic for a change. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's good.
But I'm having fun with the show. I didn't even get mad last night when after going 5-0 on hockey overs, I finally missed one by a half goal.
Man, I'm glad I stayed away. Yeah. I only stayed away because I didn't want to pay extra juice.
I hit the other two, but I lost money because that was my big one.
That's the worst when you go 2 out of 3 and it's but how do you lose money going 2 out of 3?
Because it's gambling. And there's always one that you're going to say, okay, I'm betting this much on, and the other two I'll throw a few bucks on.
Yeah.
And I went 2-1 last night. So that's 7-1 for the season, and I'm getting grief on Twitter over it. And I'm
well, like, welcome to gambling Twitter.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, that's life. You know what? That's if you want to give me grief over my football picks, which really suck right now. So, A32 asks, would you consider the Astros season a disappointment if they lose against the Red Sox?
No.
Me either. No, I think they've had a great year no matter what.
Yep.
If they lose, they're losing to a team that put up historic numbers. That's pretty damn good.
They were the best team in the regular season.
Yeah.
And the best regular season team since the Mariners, who were the all-time winningest regular season team.
I think the disappointment would be for the Red Sox.
No doubt.
Up those kind of numbers and you don't win the World Series, you got to be a little disappointed. But no, I think making it to a championship series is not easy, especially in baseball. And to do it 2 years in a row, it's pretty damn impressive. And listen, this is a good baseball team. I think they're going to win. Not going to shock me if they lose. But no, it's not a disappointment at all. I think it's a credit to what they built over there.
I agree.
And, you know, I enjoy the ride. That's one of those things. I'm not going to start. I don't want that defeatist attitude. I don't want that, if they lose attitude.
Right.
Let's think they're going to win.
Yeah.
Because I think they think they're going to win. That's one thing I like about these guys. They're pretty damn confident. So, yeah, 281 says it's because the Leafs are good. That's why I'm in a good mood.
Oh, maybe so.
Dude, they're doing historic stuff. And I have both Matthews and Tavares on my fantasy team, and I'm still only winning 5-4. And those guys, and Matthews got 9 goals.
Well,
they're good, but they suck on defense.
It happens.
Yeah.
I got a second shutout yesterday.
Good for you.
The Preds won 3-0.
You know what? The Preds are the most under the radar Stanley Cup contender there is in the league.
How are they an under the radar? They've been to the finals and the conference finals the last 2 years.
Well, no, they lost in the semifinals last year to Winnipeg.
Oh, okay.
Because Winnipeg lost to the Golden Knights, who are sucking, by the way. But no, they're like good year in, year out, and nobody ever pays any attention to them. But they're one of the two teams I drop future bets on. One of them's not looking so good, the Florida Panthers.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's early yet.
Yeah, it is. But the friggin' Leafs have scored 25 goals in 5 games, and which sounds amazing, and it is. They've also given up 20.
Yeah.
But they're fun to watch, and I'm loving it. But that's not going to continue. They're not going to. Austin Matthews is scoring at a 52% clip on every shot. That's not going to continue. You can't keep that up. But, no, getting back to the Astros, I mean, I think it's going to be a terrific series. I feel like the Astros have better pitching, not just starting pitching, but I think they're better in the bullpen. And as much as Kimbrell's a hammer, he's a little scary at times. He was a little shaky against the Yankees, and the Astros got to him last year, one of the few times he actually was on the field. I feel pretty good about the Astros. I do. And if they don't win this, it's going to be because the Red Sox played their ass off.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's going to be a great series. I think we're looking at 6 or 7 for sure. So, I'm excited for it. I think the Astros will win. I don't have a great feel for it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Whoever wins is a deserving representative of the AL.
I think whoever wins is probably going to win the series. I'm not going to write the Dodgers off yet if they get there because...
Well, remember, the Brewers and the Dodgers are the two hottest teams going into the playoffs. I mean, these two teams seem to be...
People forget the Brewers had a better record than the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But
that's why game one's at Milwaukee.
Yeah, exactly. But I still think these are the two best teams, and I'm excited to see it. I hope it's a great series. I hope the Astros win. But if they don't, no, it's not disappointing at all. I think if they went out there and got clubbed in 4 straight games, yeah, I'd say that's a disappointment. Yeah. That's one where you just say, okay, maybe you guys.
But I don't know if that means the whole season is disappointing. No. It means it was a disappointing playoff appearance. But
yeah,
if you lose in the playoffs, you lose in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter how.
Yeah, I think if you're the Indians and Yankees, you're probably a little disappointed because I think you expected more.
Yeah.
But getting to the... Getting the championship against the best team in the league, the team that's been the best all year, and doing it as easily as the Astros did it. And by the way, after getting pushed in the regular season by the A's, let's not forget about them. I think it's a damn good season. 103 wins? No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, there's no disappointment.
Yeah. So everything from here is gravy. So let's just add some more gravy to it.
Would you say the Giants last night were disappointing?
A little bit. God, if you're a Texans fan, how the bleep are you the only team that let Eli Manning look like a quarterback all year long?
Dude, I don't know. And I'll be honest, I don't think Eli Manning is, I don't think he's the worst. I don't think he's as bad as he looks. I mean, he had no time on a couple, like there was one time where he snapped the ball and almost by the time the ball got to his hands, he was being sacked. I mean, that is there are so many bad offensive lines in this league.
And that's one of them.
And you see, you know, it doesn't really matter who your quarterback is, Eli, Deshaun, Russell Wilson. If you've got that kind of an offensive line, it's really hard for your quarterback to be great. It's really hard for him to do what he wants to do.
And I think Russell Wilson and Deshaun are kind of in the same boat in that they both have really crap offensive lines that and they still make some plays because
they can
enough.
Move. Eli doesn't have that.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. I don't think Tom Brady could win behind that line.
I don't think so. I mean, these are some really bad offensive lines, and I don't know if the Giants is the worst, but it's up there.
Well, it's in the conversation with the Texans and the Bills and a couple of other teams. I think there's four or five teams that you can just say, I think you could say, okay, these guys are pretty bad. John asks, how pissed would MLB be with an Astros Brewers World Series? You know they're praying for Sox Dodgers.
Oh, of course.
It wouldn't actually be Major League Baseball that would be pissed.
It'd be Fox.
It would be Fox because Major League Baseball's already got the money. They've already been paid. So Fox wants those markets. And, yes, for them, that would be awesome because – yeah, that the ratings would be higher for people in Houston. I don't care who they play. I just want them back in the World Series.
Man, you know, Pro Football Focus, they do their rankings every week of offensive lines.
Yeah.
They had the Giants coming into this week. Now, I'm guessing next week that may not be the case. Yeah. They were 24th.
Okay.
Chargers 25, Bills 26, Vikings 27.
Vikings got some problems.
They do. They got a lot of injuries. Bucks 28, Hawks 29, Bengals 30, Texans 31. Congratulations. And Arizona 32. Hmm. The left tackle for the Texans, 48.8.
For Julian Davenport?
No, for Martinez Rankin.
Oh, he didn't play last week. It was Davenport. So that's
I guess that's who they're great. I think that's who they expect to play this week, I guess?
No, because last week they put Davenport back at left tackle and had Kendall Lamb at right tackle. So okay. Rankin did not. So that those rankings are old then because Rankin didn't play.
October 10th. Yeah, maybe they're being lazy.
Yeah. Well, that
wouldn't shock me.
They've gotten pretty lazy there. Yeah. No question. All right. Well, you know what's not lazy? Well, I thought that was coming back actually for that read. Yeah.
I'll just do it now, Fred.
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm a professional. I'll just tell you about Carbach and what they've got going on. Foam Hinge, the second annual Foam Hinge, is coming up. It's right upon us. If you just missed out on their last music festival, it was a fantastic time, Carbachtoberfest, and they're going to go right back into it in November. They have a fantastic lineup, and we're not talking about, you know, a couple local yokel acts. We're talking about big-time international acts, including Wolf Mother, who is going to be the headliner. It really is a well-put-together show. And if you haven't been out to the shows out there, they do a fantastic job. It's really an intimate place. Like you can get a nice seat there. They've got VIP seating available. Wolf Mother, April Wine, Red Fang, The Sweet, and Texas Flood. Tickets are $23 in advance, $30 at the door. VIP tickets are available for $80. That gets you a separate entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, and a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. And, of course, you know that food is going to be fantastic. It always is out at Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips through the fiend. Now dance, good dance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I hear that.
You can now listen to
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you have a lot of great weekend plans. You got anything fun, or is it baseball this weekend?
No baseball, just sitting around watching football and not drinking beer. Mm. You know how it is.
Yeah, I do know how it is. It's not much fun. Hey, last night we went to we went out to dinner, and then we went to that Party on the Plaza concert, and we wound up leaving after about six songs because it's the same act that we've seen like every other time we've seen. But it was fun. But I'm sitting there going, man, I'm at a concert and I'm not drinking.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, it's like, I think we're just going to call it a night.
Yeah.
And but you know, it's an adjustment, but hey, you know, it's worth it, man. I'm seeing progress. That's all I care about. As I keep making progress. 832 asks, how bad is the Jaguars O-line if they just signed Derek Flowers? Their line's pretty good, but they got a real problem at left tackle right now. They're down to their third guy because Cam Robinson got hurt and is out for the year. His backup's hurt.
Josh Wells.
Yeah, so now they're just trying to add some depth. And I know that Coughlin was there when they drafted Flowers. His OL coach is with the Jaguars now. So maybe they think they can fix something with him. But he was pretty bad when they were there, so we'll see. But
Jags are ranked 18th in that rating, in the ranking. But they're also boosted because they have a center who's really good, Brandon Linder, 75.8. And he's allowed three pressures all season on the quarterback. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah.
By the way, the number one offensive line, Rams.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got, to me, there's about four or five that are really good. Now, the Cowboys aren't playing up to what they should be.
Cowboys are currently ranked 10th.
Yeah, I'd say 10th or 11th, which still good, but not what you would expect. I think the Rams are pretty good. I think the Eagles are pretty damn good.
They have the Eagles ranked second.
Yeah.
New Orleans third.
That's a good line.
Green Bay fourth. Surprisingly, San Francisco fifth.
They got some talent on that line. Yeah. It's just they have problems elsewhere. They have no receivers.
Yeah, there's just no
quarterback and, you know, third string running backs.
Tennessee seven.
That seems about right.
I mean,
I think they're better than that.
They might be.
Well, when you have a healthy Taylor Lewan, he's been in and out of the lineup this year, but I think he makes a big difference on that line.
Yeah, and they were missing Jack Conklin for the first 3 weeks of the season, so he's back now as well. So that's they're getting better.
But I think it's a pretty small group of offensive lines in this league that are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you start getting anywhere down 19 to 32, it's just who sucks more and who sucks at different things.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of bad offensive lines, which is odd that you're getting so many passing yards considering that there's this many bad offensive lines.
Yeah.
Where do they have the Patriots ranked?
Ninth, I think. Ninth.
You think about that. They lost two starters off of last year at tackle, which, you know.
Well, to be fair, they would – their interior linemen, 70, 71.8, 72.8. Their tackles, 61 and 61.7. They just happen to have a quarterback who
gets rid of the ball
so fast that they don't have to be fantastic.
Yeah, it helps. But that you talk about a team that going in, you had just as many question marks as the Texans line, and they're better. They're significantly better. I love watching Austin Matthews score goals there. little Red Wings and Leafs highlights on TV. What are the odds Houston fan is underestimating the Red Sox? I can't really speak for Houston fan. I don't think
Anybody's underestimating the Red Sox.
I mean, the Red Sox are, you know, I don't think that I think you should be confident. You should feel pretty good about your team, but you shouldn't be surprised if you lose to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know about overconfidence. I think that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that anybody's overconfident here.
Or underestimating the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think most people realize, hey, this is a damn good team. And, you know, I think they also realize that so are the Astros.
Yeah.
So, and the cool thing is, this isn't one of those series where you look at it and go, oh, well, if you lose to this team, the hell's wrong with you.
Right.
You know, it should be competitive as hell. And I think, you know, like I said, Astros fans should feel good about their chances, but I think Yeah, I don't think anybody's looking at the Red Sox and going, oh, wow, this is no problem. They'll just roll right through them. If you are, it's too early for day drinking.
Yeah.
Actually, it's 4:22.
It's not too early. Now,
perfect time for day drinking. Enough time. Yeah, you should be all over it.
What's
by
the
now.
Series price on that?
Astros are favored. I don't know the exact number because I've been trying to load my game center here. For
man, if anything, wouldn't you think that'd be a little extra motivation for the Red Sox? Man, we got home field advantage. We've got the best record in baseball. How are we underdogs?
I kind of feel like when you get to a championship series, if you need extra motivation.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Then you're not going to win the series. So I don't think that's any motivation. I think they're going to do what I think they're going to go out there and they should be confident too. They've got the best freaking offense in baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just put a bunch of runs up on the Yankees. I think they're, you know, they don't need motivation.
It's going to be a fantastic series either way.
Yeah. And I hope people just relax and enjoy it. Enjoy the series and quit, you know, worrying about who's underestimating what and just appreciate the fact that we get this at what should be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was I looking up? What did you ask me about?
Series price.
Series price? Okay. Going to my bookie right now and looking for that. So I will have it shortly.
Okay.
But, wow, it's got series prices. Here we go. There's like 50 things on here you can bet on. Astros minus 135, Red Sox plus 115.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's a very good value on the Red Sox. I'm just saying, from a betting perspective.
I mean, if you're getting plus 135 on the best regular season team in a
115.
Series. 115.
Minus
okay.
135 on the Astros.
I mean, a plus period on the Red Sox feels like good value, but.
About Brewers, plus 145.
I love that.
Yeah?
I love that. Dodgers, I don't bet baseball as a rule.
Yeah, Dodgers minus 170. It's kind of my fault because I hammered you for betting baseball for so long.
Yeah, you did. You got me away from it. Thankfully, I was losing money.
It was hanging on every pitch all day long.
Yeah, and listen, man, at some point you try something, and I like baseball. I actually do like the thrill of betting on baseball because you do kind of hang on every pitch. But I just wasn't good at it. I wasn't good enough to be profitable at it. How about that?
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about all my betting right now, except for hockey overs. Just not good enough.
I'm patiently holding on until college hoops starts up.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm playing a few things like Jerry's soccer because he's been so hot, so I've been picking and choosing some of those. And I always do the same thing with your basketball. I always pick and choose a few of those when there's nothing else happening. But right now I got so much to bet, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
So let's squeeze in a call. Mark has an Astros question. Ask away, Mark.
I don't really need it. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, turn your radio down and then go ahead and talk.
Or quit talking to whoever else you're talking to.
Mark.
Yeah, that's a fail. Let's just.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark. Pretty simple. We go to you. We hope you're there. And if you're not, we hang up on you. I don't even know who he was talking to. Maybe we should have listened in on the. And Jay says Astros minus 140 for the series. I'm just going on what I saw in my bookie and what the odds are now.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at. So, the plus number on both those teams is a little bit appealing because, and you remember a few months ago when the Red Sox were like 8-1 to win the whole thing.
Yep.
And I was talking about, man, that would be there's some good value in that. And, boy, I'd like to be sitting on an 8-1 ticket right now. But I've kind of gotten away from betting a lot of futures. Because I don't like having my money tied up that long, for one thing. And the other is, what if I die? It could happen, right?
They just get to keep your money.
Yeah. They'll put it in my account, and then nobody has access to it. So I don't want to, I don't want to die. But if I do, I don't.
Do you have somebody who's got a backup login to your accounts?
Well, no. You know why? Because I kind of keep that money to myself.
Here's what you should do. Seal an envelope with your password and ID and put your daughter's name on it.
That's probably a good
idea. When I die.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that way she can go in and get my money out.
I mean, who knows what'll be in there? You may have died of a heart attack watching some stupid horse race, maybe the chariot races.
Right. Drunk late at night playing Greyhounds. Well, which that's not happening right now. Stoned late at night playing Greyhounds might
that
happen.
That might happen.
Yeah, because, you know, you'd be sitting there going, and you hit a little bit of it, and you're going, oh, man, look at those guys going, and they're chasing the rabbit, man. I think he's going to catch that rabbit. It might happen. Oh, but you know what I'm betting all that on? My bookie.
There you go.
And whether it's football tonight, by the way, I do like Tulsa a little bit tonight at home.
I do too.
So got that one going.
I like Tulsa, and I like the under in the Air Force San Diego State game.
Okay.
It's like 44, which seems really low, but
yeah, it does.
It's an Air Force game.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I definitely like Tulsa tonight. 7.5 is the number that I got it at. So if you're looking to play that, there are no hockey games tonight, so there's no way I can be wrong on any of my overs. But all on my bookie, playing all that CFL this weekend. I got a couple games I'm interested in there. I'll be playing the horses. There's a big race at Woodbine this weekend, but of course I'll be playing NFL, college football. You want to play the Astros, you got that. It's all on my bookie, and the cool thing about my bookie is you can get on your phone and do it. They have the best mobile site of anybody, and I don't use any other websites anymore. I've been using these guys for a couple of years. Main reason is because if I win, I actually get paid. But I love the fact that there's so many opportunities for you to bet, and I play so many different things on there, and that's it. I have great odds, and I'm able to get there all the time. Those first half Alabamas that AJ's been talking about, I can get on my bookie and do that. And you want to bet over under on fantasy points, it got you covered there. In-game live betting, whatever you're into, my bookie has you covered. Real simple, just go to mybookie.ag or go to your computer or mobile phone, Google my bookie, and get your account started. And you're running out of time for you to get that first deposit match dollar for dollar. So if you want to do that, you need to get in now. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google my bookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. I scream at the mountain, thought it might fall down at my feet.
You can now listen to live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you have a lot of great weekend plans. You got anything fun, or is it baseball this weekend?
No baseball, just sitting around watching football and not drinking beer. Mm. You know how it is.
Yeah, I do know how it is. It's not much fun. Like last night, we went out to dinner, and then we went to that Party on the Plaza concert, and we wound up leaving after about six songs because it's the same act that we've seen
like
every other time we've seen. But it was fun. But I'm sitting there going, man, I'm at a concert, and I'm not drinking.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, it's like, I think I just... We're just going to call it a night.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's an adjustment, but hey, you know, it's worth it, man. I'm seeing progress. That's all I care about. As I keep making progress. 832 asks, how bad is the Jaguars O-line if they just signed Ereck Flowers? Their line's pretty good, but they got a real problem at left tackle right now. They're down to their third guy because, Cam Robinson got hurt and is out for the year. His backup's hurt.
Josh Wells.
Yeah. So now they're just trying to add some depth. And I know that Coughlin was there when they drafted Flowers. His OL coach is with the Jaguars now. So maybe they think they can fix something with him. But he was pretty bad when they were there. So we'll see. But
Jags are ranked 18th in that rating or in the ranking. But they're also boosted because they have a center who's really good, Brandon Linder, 75.8. And he's allowed three pressures all season on the quarterback. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah.
By the way, the number one offensive line, Rams.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got, to me, there's about four or five that are really good. Now, the Cowboys aren't playing up to what they should be.
Cowboys are currently ranked 10th.
Yeah, I'd say 10th or 11th, which still good, but not what you would expect. I think the Rams are pretty good. I think the Eagles are pretty damn good.
They have the Eagles ranked second.
Yeah.
New Orleans third.
That's a good line.
Green Bay fourth. Surprisingly, San Francisco fifth.
They've got some talent on that line.
Yeah.
It's just they have problems elsewhere. They have no receivers.
Yeah, there's just no
quarterback, and you know, third string running backs.
Tennessee 7.
That seems about right.
I mean,
I think they're better than that.
They might be.
Well, when you have a healthy Taylor Lewan, he's been in and out of the lineup this year, but I think he makes a big difference on that line.
Yeah, and they were missing Jack Conklin for the first 3 weeks of the season, so he's back now as well. So that's a they're getting better.
But I think it's a pretty small group of offensive lines in this league that are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you start getting anywhere down 19 to 32, it's just who sucks more and who sucks at different things.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, there's just a lot of bad offensive lines, which is odd that you're getting so many passing yards considering that there's this many bad offensive lines.
Yeah.
Where do they have the Patriots ranked?
Ninth, I think. Ninth.
You think about that. They lost two starters off of last year at tackle, which, you know.
Well, to be fair, they would, their interior linemen, 70, 71.8, 72.8. Their tackles, 61 and 61.7. They just happen to have a quarterback who,
well, he gets rid of the ball
so fast, yeah, that they don't have to be fantastic.
Yeah, it helps. But that, you talk about a team that going in, you had just as many question marks as the Texans line, and they're better. Right. They're significantly better. I love watching Austin Matthews shoot score goals there. little Red Wings and Leafs highlights on TV. What are the odds Houston fan is underestimating the Red Sox? I can't really speak for Houston fan. I don't think
Anybody's underestimating the Red Sox.
I mean, the Red Sox are, you know, I don't think that, I think you should be confident. You should feel pretty good about your team, but you shouldn't be surprised if you lose to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know about overconfidence. I mean, that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that anybody's overconfident here, but
or underestimating the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think most people realize, hey, this is a damn good team. And, you know, I think they also realize that so are the Astros.
Yeah.
So, and the cool thing is, this isn't one of those series where you look at it and go, oh, well, if you lose to this team, the hell's wrong with you.
Right.
You know, it should be competitive as hell. And I think, you know, like I said, Astros fans should feel good about their chances, but I think, you know, I don't think anybody's looking at the Red Sox and going, oh, wow, this is no problem. They'll just roll right through them. If you are, it's too early for day drinking.
Yeah.
Actually, it's 4:22.
It's not too early now.
It's perfect time
it's
for
good
day
enough
drinking.
Time.
Yeah, you should be all over it.
What's
by
the
now.
Series price on that?
Astros are favored. I don't know the exact number because I've been trying to load my game center here. For
man, if anything, wouldn't you think that'd be a little extra motivation for the Red Sox? It's like, man, we got home field advantage. We've got the best record in baseball. How are we underdogs?
I kind of feel like when you get to a championship series, if you need extra motivation,
yeah, I guess you're right.
It's, then you're not going to win the series. So I don't think that's any motivation. I think they're going to do what I think they're going to go out there and they should be confident too. They've got the best freaking offense in baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just put a bunch of runs up on the Yankees. I think they're, you know, they don't need motivation.
It's going to be a fantastic series either way.
Yeah. And I hope people just relax and enjoy it. And enjoy the series and quit, you know, worrying about who's underestimating what. And just appreciate the fact that we get this at what should be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was I looking up? What did you ask me about?
Series price.
Series price? Okay. Going to my bookie right now and looking for that. So I will have it shortly.
Okay.
But wow, it's got series prices. Here we go. There's like 50 things on here you can bet on. Astros -135, Red Sox +115.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's a very good value on the Red Sox. I'm just saying, from a betting perspective.
I mean, if you're getting +135 on the best regular season team in a series. 115.
-135 on the Astros.
I mean, a plus period on the Red Sox feels like good value. But
about Brewers, +145.
I love that.
Yeah?
I love that.
Dodgers,
I don't bet baseball as a rule.
Yeah, Dodgers -170. It's kind of my fault because I hammered you for betting baseball for so long.
Yeah, you did. You got me away from it. Thankfully, I was losing money.
It was hanging on every pitch all day long.
Yeah, and listen, man, at some point you try something, and I like baseball. I like, you know, I actually do like the thrill of betting on baseball, because you do kind of hang on every pitch. But I just wasn't good at it. I wasn't good enough to be profitable at it. How about that?
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about all my betting right now, except for hockey overs. Just not good enough.
I'm patiently holding on until college hoops starts up.
That's the thing. I'm playing a few things like Jerry's soccer because he's been so hot. So I've been picking and choosing some of those. And I always do the same thing with your basketball. I always pick and choose a few of those when there's nothing else happening. But right now I got so much to bet. I don't really need it.
Yeah.
So squeeze in a call. Mark has an Astros question. Ask away, Mark.
Hey, Mark, turn your radio down and then go ahead and talk.
Or quit talking to whoever else you're talking to.
Mark.
Yeah, that's a fail. Let's just...
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Mark. Pretty simple. We go to you, we hope you're there, and if you're not, we hang up on you. I don't even know who he was talking to. Maybe we should have listened in on the... And Jay says Astros minus 140 for the series. I'm just going on what I saw in my bookie and what the odds are now.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at, so... the plus number on both those teams is a little bit appealing because, and you remember a few months ago when the Red Sox were like 8-1 to win the whole thing.
Yep.
And I was talking about, man, that would be there's some good value in that. And boy, I'd like to be sitting on an 8-1 ticket right now, but I've kind of gotten away from betting a lot of futures because I don't like having my money tied up that long for one thing. And the other is, what if I die? It could happen, right?
They just get to keep your money.
Yeah. They'll put it in my account and then nobody has access to it. So I don't want to, I don't want to die. But if I do, I don't.
Do you have somebody who's got a backup login to your accounts?
Well, no. You know why? Because it's kind of, I kind of keep that money to myself.
Here's what you should do. Seal an envelope with your password and ID and put your daughter's name on it.
That's probably a good
open
idea.
When I die.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that way she can go in and get my money out.
I mean, who knows what'll be in there? You may have died of a heart attack watching some stupid horse race, maybe the chariot races. And,
right. Drunk late at night playing Greyhounds. Well, which that's not happening right now. Stoned late at night playing Greyhounds might happen.
That might happen.
Yeah, because, you'd be sitting there going, and maybe hit a little bit of it. And you're going, oh, man, look at those guys going. And they're chasing the rabbit, man. I think he's going to catch that rabbit. It might happen. Oh, but you know what I'm betting all that on? My bookie.
There you go.
And whether it's football tonight, by the way, I do like Tulsa a little bit tonight at home.
I do too.
So got that one going
on. I like Tulsa and I like the under in the Air Force San Diego State game.
Okay.
It's like 44, which seems really low, but
yeah, it does.
It's an Air Force game.
Yeah, yeah. But I definitely like Tulsa tonight. 7.5 is the number that I got it at. So if you're looking to play that, there are no hockey games tonight. So there's no way I can be wrong on any of my overs. But all on my bookie, playing all that CFL this weekend. I got a couple of games I'm interested in there. I'll be playing the horses. There's a big race at Woodbine this weekend. But of course, I'll be playing NFL college football. You want to play the Astros? You got that. It's all on my bookie. And the cool thing about my bookie is you can get on your phone and do it. They have the best mobile site of anybody. And I don't use any other websites anymore. I've been using these guys for a couple of years. Main reason is because if I win, I actually get paid. But I love the fact that there's so many opportunities for you to bet. And I play so many different things on there. And that's it. I have great odds, and I'm able to get there all the time. Those first half Alabamas that AJ's been talking about, I can get on my bookie and do that. And you want to bet over under on fantasy points, it got you covered there. In-game live betting, whatever you're into, MyBookie has you covered. Real simple, just go to MyBookie.ag or go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And you're running out of time for you to get that first deposit match dollar for dollar. So if you want to do that, you need to get in now. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google My Bookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My Bookie. I screamed at the mountain, thought it might fall down
at my feet. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Hey,
we're
back on The Blitz.
We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before the prices go up. Guys, I think this is the last day to get it for $20. I could be wrong about that, so you want to get in for $20. And it's going to be fun. There's going to be a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup, koozie, sample Thrive Plus. That's worth it just for that. $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. I'll be there. I'm sure Nick will be there. He always does these things.
Nick, you going to be there?
Probably not. I'm usually okay with anything involved drinking, but no, I may not be there.
What do you got going on then?
I don't know. I'm just watching football. Nothing planned, really.
Okay. Dude, we can watch football in the bars. Come hang out
with us. We could.
Yeah.
Hang out with Fred. Yeah. What's the big deal?
Nothing's the big deal.
Then, I mean, be, you know.
I've drank with Fred before.
Okay.
And you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drink with Joel and Barry before?
Joel's not a big drinker.
Okay.
Barry, maybe once.
Okay.
He's not a big drinker either.
What's he drinking? Bud Light or Crown
Bud
Royal?
Bud Light and Jack, I think, is the only two that he...
I thought he's a Crown guy.
Oh, Crown. It is Crown. You're right. Yeah. It is Crown. Yeah.
Yeah, I got him to... I still remember I got him to... it when we went to B&B Butchers. Like... they were like, hey, whatever whiskeys or wines you want to try, let us know. It's on the house. And I got Barry to try a really good whiskey. And what does he do? Pour Diet Coke in it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude. Oh. What a jerk. What a jerk.
Shame, Bill.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Lamont says, have you boys heard Sassy O'Brien today? He met with the media. I did not. I don't pay too much attention to his press conferences anymore. Why is he sassy today? What's his big deal about being sassy today?
He's big balls Billy now that he's got two straight wins. What are you going to question me? I won two games in a row. How many games have you won in a row?
I'd like Patrick Creighton to interview him. O'Brien, why are you sassy? Why is Bill O'Brien sassy? I have 5 reasons.
Do you think Patrick Creighton would ask the hard-hitting questions?
Not really.
Nah.
And then you'd kind of tune him out because it's so loud. It's just like, 713-780-ESPN. And you can hear Patrick Creighton at 7 o'clock. Actually, you can hear Patrick Creighton through the walls from here if you're listening close enough because he's over there doing his national show.
Patrick's one of the guys I haven't gotten the picks for yet.
Oh, I haven't given you mine either. I'll do that on the break. I've got my mind made up finally.
Fred, Joel, Nick, Lance, Jerry, Patrick, and Josh still owe picks.
All right.
I'm so tired of just emailing everybody, hey, turn in your picks. Hey, turn in your picks.
Well.
I want everybody to pay up so I can stop reminding them.
Yeah.
And then they can just they'll just go 0-2 that week because they didn't turn in their picks.
Yeah, all right. You ready to put these in your notebook?
I'm ready to put them in my notebook.
Pittsburgh +1 NFL.
Okay.
UCF -4.5 college.
Okay.
That's it. That was easy.
All right.
I meant to give those to you yesterday, but I wanted to be sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've got like 6 college.
If you would have given me that Pittsburgh yesterday, you would have gotten 2.5 instead of 1.
It's all right.
Screwed yourself.
Don't need that 1.5.
Okay, you're not worried about that.
Nope. I don't even want the 1.
Okay.
They're going to win outright.
I was going to say, because I locked in at Pittsburgh 2.5. That's my pick for the week.
Oh, good for you.
Guess what Nick's pick is going to be now?
Pittsburgh. Man, he hadn't turned his in yet.
That's Nick's strategy.
Don't copy me, man. I'm like 0-3-1 over the last 2 weeks.
Nick's just he's trying so hard to get out of the basement. Trying so hard. He's gotten close. Patrick Creighton's given him some life, but... Nick's grinding.
You weren't impressed with the Mississippi State over Auburn?
That was good, man. That was a good pick. Yeah, Nick's grinding with 1-1 weeks. Like I think he started out 0-0 everything, and then he's gone 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. So he's just slowly grinding while Patrick Creighton goes 0-2, 0-2, 0-2. So you'll catch up soon enough.
409 says, if you put Joel and Barry's show in the Blitz's time slot, they would have better ratings than the Blitz has now. It's a far better show than the Blitz.
Okay, 409.
I'm glad that you listened to him.
Shows what you know, dummy. Actually, I'm just kidding. No, they'd probably do fine.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But you also might want to understand how ratings work. It's the share of the actual audience. So,
yeah. So, yeah. I mean.
It doesn't matter what time slot you're in, if depending on the share. And, you know, we do really well. So, sorry you don't like us. I like those guys. Are they better than us? No. But I like them.
Of course not.
I don't think anybody's better than us. I've always believed that.
What about?
I believe that when we sucked.
What about Rich Lord?
Nope, not better.
What about the triple threat?
Aren't there only two of them now?
I don't know.
Or did they get a third threat?
I don't know.
I like Pendergast, but I don't ever listen.
What about Josh Ennis?
Yeah, he does a good show. It's
what
different.
About Sean Salisbury?
I think Sean does a great show. It's just different.
What about, I don't know. I don't know anybody else.
No, I say Joel and Barry have my second favorite show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's close between them and John and Lance.
Yeah.
I mean, because those are guys I listen to. Like, if I just want to, if I'm out driving around, I will make sure that I'm listening to them if I'm not listening to Sirius.
Okay.
But, you know, I've actually been listening to Charlie a little bit lately. It's very different from the kind of shows I usually like. But he'll always have, he does all sports, which is cool. But he'll always have, like, one or two little tidbits on something.
Mm-hmm.
And just go, wow, that's pretty cool.
I'll have to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. Just saying.
Okay.
And he fits the all sports audience, man.
Yeah.
Because we always have a lot of people, do more sports. Well, that's not really us. That's not really the usual suspects either. And, you know, so it's good to have somebody who
does
all sports.
I think it's good to have some variety, yeah.
Absolutely. So.
Sportsy as hell.
713-780-ESPN. Yeah, great. Those of you who are weighing in now, get put on the no-read list. Congratulations.
Yeah.
God, it's so much easier dealing with the text line now that I have that. Yeah.
Drunk Bevo says, is Fred going to hold a LeBron-style The Decision show when you do decide where you're going to retire?
We'll just have a goodbye show. That'll be it. We'll have a big party, and that'll be the end of it. There won't be a... I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. When it happens, it's going to happen at the end of the year, and not this year.
End of next year.
End of next year or the year after. I think that's pretty safe.
Two people commenting on Buffalo Terry. One says Buffalo Terry sounds just like John Gruden.
Okay.
And one guy says Buffalo Terry was Barry Warner. You think our show is better than Barry Warner?
No.
He's a legend.
Yeah. He's in the Hall of Fame. We're not. He's in the Texas Sports Radio Hall of Fame, which I didn't know existed until I found out he was in it.
Longhorn Dimitri says the Matt Thompson show would kick y'all's ass.
Matt Thompson?
I don't know what channel that comes on.
Big fan of his, too. I don't know who he is.
Matt Thompson is my favorite guy.
Mm. Oh, well. Honestly, I think anybody who's making money in this business.
It's tough.
Good for them.
It's tough to last in this thing. I've seen many guys come and go. It's not an easy business to make a living in.
No. And, you know, that's, I'm glad that we have as many stations as we do and people get opportunities and people are making money off of it. And if you like somebody better, that's good for you. I mean, I don't really trust your taste,
but you'll forgive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's fine. It's just like women. I don't want us all liking the same women. Guess what happens?
There's only one of them.
Right.
You know?
And she's probably going to go for Nick and not me, and that's going to suck. So, yeah. So, a couple of things on the Astros set their roster. The only change is Rondon Smith on, Will Harris gone, no shock, Miles Straw gone.
Oh, okay.
Which
I feel like base running's not as important in this series.
Apparently not. Although it worked really well in game one.
So who are the two that they add?
Rondon and Smith.
Okay, so two pitchers. They just need
an extra pitcher.
Maybe a good call in this series.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, are those guys going to be the deciding factors? You hope not.
Yeah.
Just like it really didn't matter who you had on the roster in the first one. You had a couple. Like James didn't even play.
How many times have we seen now where, you know, pinch runners come in, like these guys who their only job is to pinch run. You know, who was that guy on the Cubs, that the guy that scored the run, their only run in the the wild card game.
I don't remember.
I don't remember his name either. But they were saying he had more stolen bases than at-bats. Like, but you see that a lot in the playoffs. You see, I mean, Jared Dyson did it when the Royals were on their run. Like, these guys, this is their, that they got one job, and those guys can be an impactful thing.
Well, and I kind of like that they had him on the first time, especially when they used him right. Like, White gets on second, and then they put him on, and he scores, like flying from second base.
I didn't mind it.
So, I think that might have more value than Rondon, but, hey, man, I'm not going to fault anything that any decision that A.J. Hinch makes on these things because he tends to do all right.
Yeah, he's a smart.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll go over some NFL lines next segment.
All right.
We'll start getting our gamble on. We'll have RJ at 6. So, you know, we'll have more gambling then. It's kind of what Friday's about.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. All right. Going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Oh.